Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitcherless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard, and I'll be your host for this edition of the pod. No more beating around the bush. Let's get into everything baseball related from Thursday, April 16th. And we have an extremely short news segment here, basically just some rehab assignments. Jose Berríos made a rehab appearance yesterday. Fastball set 94 miles an hour as he looks to get ready to join the Blue Jays rotation, which is in desperate need of help. And then Kyle Stowers made his final rehab appearance or will be making his final rehab appearance today. He made one yesterday. He should be set to join in the Marlins outfield very, very shortly. And Matthew Boyd, AJ Minter, and Spencer Strider all making rehab assignments. So, folks, we had a very fortunate Thursday, very few injury news notices and news, so we don't have to talk about it anymore. Let's get into everything that happened in baseball on Thursday. Not a full slate of games, only a partial schedule, but an interesting one today. And we'll start with our top hitter of the day, and folks, the Fishman is back. Mike Trout went 1-for-2, sure, but with a home run and 3 walks, they were petrified of him because he is on a ridiculous hot streak. His OPS is over 1,000. He was red hot to start the year, slumped a little bit in the middle, but the underlying metrics suggested he was going to come back to form, and he has. He is looking sensational. Mike Trout, you should try to acquire him in all your leagues. Get him. Folks, he is back, and baseball is better for it. One of the greatest players of all time is showing his muscle here, and he just went absolutely ballistic in the Bronx. So Mike Trout is your hitter of the day. Not to be outdone, though, in the Bronx today, Stanton, Judge, and Rice all homered despite the loss to the Los Angeles Angels. Aaron Judge, by the way, you may not have seen it much in the headlines. He is now your home run leader in all of baseball, or at least tied with Jordan Walker for it. But folks, he's one of the greatest in his own right, Aaron Judge. Hunter Goodman went 2-for-3 with a home run and a walk today. The Rockies catcher doing quite a good job to get into form. Jose Altuve went 2-for-4 with a walk. And I need to ask, is he back after a couple years of middling production? He's been really solid. A lot of underlying metrics looking nice for him. Maybe Jose Altuve playing second base. Something to keep in mind here. Jose Ramirez went 2-for-4 with a home run ever since I said I was questioning him. He's been fantastic. So it shows me what I know. Shea Langelier is really close to being the hitter of the day today. He went 2-for-2, but with 3 walks. I'm always impressed when a guy gets on base 5 times, and Langelier's did that. He has been phenomenal for Oakland behind the dish. Also phenomenal, Dylan Dingler for the Tigers. Folks, he is looking like he has a contention for best catcher in baseball. Dylan Dingler does. He is on an outrageous stretch to begin the year. I don't think he's going to be on waivers even in shallow leagues at this point in the season, but if for some reason it is worth checking, because if some reason he's flying under the radar, he needs to be rostered. Kevin McGonigal went 1-for-4 with a triple and a walk in the Tigers game today. Riley Green went 3-for-4 as the Tigers offense was able to get quite a decent bit done today. Jung-Ho Lee for the San Francisco Giants went 3-for-4 today. Nice to see him get into form. Connor Griffin for the Pirates went 2-for-5 with the triple himself. And Marcell Ozuna hit his first home run of the season. Congrats to him. Took a while for him to get there. That's pretty much all I have for the hitter rundown. Not a ton of super notable performances. A few two-hit days. Salvador Perez hit a home run. Bobby Wood Jr. got a couple hits as well. But for the most part, pretty standard day at the office on the hitting side of things. Not so on the pitching side, though. Parker Messick is our pitcher of the day. He went 8 scoreless innings and then allowed 2 hits, which turned into 2 earned runs. It's unfortunate that he got a bit of a bum line at the end of it. 8 innings pitched, 2 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, 112 pitches as he took a no-hitter into the 9th inning. Couldn't quite get the job done, but does get the win, does get the quality start, does get the illustrious First Pitch Podcast pitcher of the day. 18 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. He was really, really solid today. some of the stuff. Locations aren't super flattering, but overall was really, really solid. Braxton Ashcraft went 5 2/3 innings with 2 earned runs, allowed 5 hits, 7 Ks, 2 walks. Ashcraft has had a really solid year so far. Look forward to seeing him in the Pirates rotation as a mainstay. 90 pitches, 17 whiffs, 32 CSW percent. Chase Burns for Cincinnati had a really good outing from a result standpoint, and a little bit questionable under the hood in some instances. 6 scoreless frames tossed, 2 hits, 4 Ks, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, and you know, only 9 whiffs for a Chase Burns start seems a little out of character, but was able to be effective regardless. Does get the win there. Landon Roop, 6 innings. He didn't get the win, did he? I misspoke. Landon Roop, 6 scoreless frames, does 1 hit, 6 Ks, 2 walks, 87 pitches, 7 whiffs, 25 CSW percent. He was really, really solid today, actually. I mean, despite the whiffs, this is one of those outings I always like when a guy has just able to prevent balls from getting hit. And he did a really good job of limiting hard contact today. Chase Dolander. Okay, I want to talk about this one a little bit. Chase Dolander for the Colorado Rockies against Houston. 5 1/3 innings pitch. No earned runs. 1 hit allowed. 2 walks. 9 strikeouts on 86 pitches. This was peculiar. He got 14 whiffs, 35 CSW. He looked fantastic. But he did not start. And if you've been paying attention to Chase Dolander, which... I mean, if you have, props to you. If you've been paying attention to him, you may have noticed he has done this a decent bit. The Rockies have used a closer in front of him and had Dolander act as sort of a long relief slash kind of delayed starter role. And this is one of the few times I've seen it actually really work out. I think Dolander she just has great stuff. And on starts outside of Coors, he can really perform well. This is something I think to monitor and maybe even roster, truthfully, because this was a sensational start. No way around it, even if it wasn't properly to start. And in points leagues, if you have a starts cap, Chase Dolander can be fantastic because you can subvert that and basically use him as a reliever that has starter volume. Walker Buehler, moving on. Walker Buehler, speaking of odd names here, 5 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 7 Ks, just 1 walk allowed for 88 pitches. Buehler, his velo was up a tick. He got 12 whiffs, and a lot of batters looked at his strikes. 32% CSW, that is what we'd like to see. Anything over 30% is really, 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 really nice. Good start from Walker Buehler. Shane Boz went 6 innings with 4 earned runs, 6 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks, 99 pitches. An iffy start for Shane Boz. The stuff graded out pretty well. The locations graded out pretty well. The locations on a single game basis can be a little iffy themselves. 9 whiffs, 26% CSW percent. I think this is a start that you can just kind of scratch off for Boz. It didn't quite go his way, but I think overall he's shown that he is a big league starter for sure. And finally, here we got Max Fried from the New York Yankees, 5 1/3 innings pitch, 5 earned runs, 3 hits, 3 Ks, 3 walks, 93 pitches. This was a weird one for Fried. It looked like he was doing really well, and then suddenly the wheels just kind of fell off, and the wheels just kind of fell off for the Yankees. And yeah, I don't really know what to say about this one. Nothing really graded out particularly well. This was a pretty mediocre to downright bad start for Fried. And for someone who, you know, is supposed to be an absolute ace most of the years, his ERA begins with a 2. This is then, you know, almost shockingly poor, especially the walks and the strikeouts. Usually he's quite nice with those. But that does it for the starting pitchers here. It's a short day and not a lot of crazy things to talk about, frankly. So we're going to get just the show on the road. Give the Plus Pitch Podcast a listen and check out Nick's daily SP roundup, of course. And by the way, I forgot to mention earlier, check out the Daily Batters Box article if you want to know about all the hitters' performances from the previous day. So with that said, I'm going to take a short break and we'll be right back after these messages. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We are jumping into our relievers here, and this was a crazy reliever day. Just a crazy reliever day. We're going to start with who collected the saves. Orlando Ribalta collected a save today, his first of the year. Eric Miller also collected a save. in one of the many just kind of strange games that happened today. And, you know, 10 inning bouts and all sorts of different things. It was a little bit interesting. Angel Zerpa got his second save of the year today for the Brewers, who are themselves just having a bit of a weird thing going on with their bullpen. No one really knows what's happening. So that may be surprisingly up in the air. Brian Baker collects his fourth save as well today. He came in after the White Sox completely blew it. More on that in a minute. But he collects his fourth save for the Tampa Bay Rays and maybe could be the reliever that sets in as the closer for the Rays. They mess with their bullpens as much as anyone. Who doesn't mess with their bullpens? The Guardians, because they have Cade Smith, who got his fourth save today because Messick allowed a couple hits and it created a safe situation. So good on Cade Smith owners, I guess. Victor Vodnik collected a save for the Colorado Rockies. A sneaky good ad, by the way. He's been really nice for the Rockies. And then who else? Mason Miller struck out the side. He did it again, folks. It's his sixth save of the year. His K percentage right now, 76.6%. I mean, this is just ridiculous. He has struck out 23 batters in 9 1/3 innings. Outrageous. Next, we move on to who blew it. A lot of relievers had blown saves today. Paxton Schultz, blew a save with a 1/3 innings toss, 2 hits, 2 earned runs. Poor outing there. Clayton Beater blew a save. Johan Ramirez, Tyler Holton, Justin Sterner, and Luis Medina all blew their saves in various different fashions. The big ones, though, Lucas Ursig blew a save here in dramatic fashion. Got 2 outs, but at the expense of 3 hits, 3 earned runs, just a walk and a strikeout. Ursig, bad outing for him and for the Royals. Their bullpen has been the struggle for them for years now, and it is continuing as they blow it to the Tigers. And then Sir Anthony Dominguez, talked about him a little bit before, or previewed it. 1 out, 3 earned runs, blown save, second of the year. Just kind of a disaster when the White Sox could have hung on to something, and they just weren't able to do it against the Rays. A very winnable game that they squandered away. And folks, that's White Sox baseball. Moving on. Well, before we move on, check out Rick Graham's weekly articles, which should be published very, very soon on this weekend if you want to know all about the latest reliever happenings. But now, for real, moving on to the full slate of games for today on Friday. It is going to be a pretty interesting day in terms of pitching matchups. So here's my top three. Michael Wacha versus Cam Schlittler of Kansas City at New York. Going to be a fun one. Aaron Judge is on an absolute tear. Ben Rice is on an absolute tear. Bobby Witt Jr. is heating up a lot of star power in this one. And Wacha versus Schlittler is fantastic. Number two, we have the San Diego Padres at the Los Angeles Angels. Matt Waldron. Yes. The knuckleballer. Matt Waldron will be starting as Jose Soriano. I'm excited to see Soriano. And hey, Matt Waldron, knuckleballs are fun. And third, the New York Mets at the Chicago Cubs. It's Kodai Senga and his improved velocity versus Edward Cabrera. Senga has not quite gotten things done yet this year, but I still do believe in him. And frankly, I think you should start trying to buy him. And Edward Cabrera is off to a great start to the year. These are two just big market, big powerhouse clubs. And finally, the game of the day. Anyone that knows me could see this coming from a mile away. It's the Rangers at the Mariners at 9:40 Eastern time. Jacob DeGrom versus Logan Gilbert. This is going to be fantastic. Just, I love any time Jacob DeGrom's on the mound. It is a treat to watch, especially in Seattle, where it's going to be a pitcher's park. And oh man, it's going to be great. Logan Gilbert, also one of the premier pitchers in Major League Baseball for sure. So that is going to be just a boatload of fun. And that is going to be the First Pitch Podcast for today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on a pitcherlist.com for future access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Pitcher List Discord. Finally, my name is Carson Bacard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Bacard. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows, and take care, y'all.